It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You can join us tonight at Chickie's for the Brandon Graham Show at 6. The official sports bar of the Eagles is Chickie's and Pete's. Jordan Mailata joins us now. Jordan, I know you normally have a day in between the game and having to deal with us, so I appreciate you doing it the day after.
No, you're right. Appreciate you guys having me.
So, obviously, not just a loss last night, but a sort of a crushing last-second loss. What is the mood in the locker room and with the team after the game?
I think the mood is, you know, we kind of feel sorry for ourselves. We basically handed them the game, and you know, that was a good football team that we played, and you know, we didn't capitalize on opportunities that we had to seal the game. And you know, so I think the mood in the locker room right now is, you know, get your corrections and move on to next week and play better.
Speaking of the locker room, Reed Blankenship mentioned last night that Jalen did primarily did the talking after the game, and Coach Sirianni or any of the coaches didn't say much of anything. Is that how you remember it? And is that unusual, or is that something that happens with the team often?
I mean, that's exactly how it played out. You know, but we've seen Jalen do this, you know, a handful of times. So I wouldn't say it was uncharacteristic of Jalen. I think what he had to say was very powerful and meaningful. And, you know, I think going into this week, I think, you know, he brought up a point, you know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. You know, we have to correct. You know, we know that we left stuff out there and it was unacceptable, and we have to correct them. So no point feeling sorry. We just have to man up and get back to work.
Not having AJ a part of the offense, how much does that change what you guys want to do as an offense?
I don't know how to answer that one, just because I don't know how, you know, it affects the route tree. Mm-hmm. But you know, you don't need to, you know football to understand his impact on game. You know, in the game. And so I think, you know, not having AJ kind of, you know, I don't know if it changed the game planning for the Falcons and how they played our offense, but yeah, I mean, that's really all I have to say about that, Mike.
Yeah, no, I understand. And not having him in obviously means that you're one of your spectacular players down, and now other guys have to do a little bit more. I thought you guys committed to the run a little bit more last night and even had Jalen as a part of the run game. Talk about that a little bit, having Jalen a part of that run game with QB designed runs. I know he took off a couple times when he had to in the passing game, but I thought there were some well-designed QB runs a part of the game too.
Yeah, I think it's such a huge upside to having a dynamic mobile QB like Jalen, you know, under center. And anytime we can, you know, break up the pattern of the run game, it helps a lot. You know, especially with all eyes on Saquon, you know, so it helps a lot having a QB that is as dynamic as Jalen is, and you know, him able to be able to use his feet the way he does and you know, make explosive plays was a huge advantage last night. And I think we failed to, you know, in the run game, we failed to keep building momentum with all these flags that were coming out left, right, and center. So, yeah, you can have a good few run plays here and there, but, you know, in order to have an effective run game, you got to build on that momentum, you know, keep coming back, executing the plays, and you know, I think we're shooting ourselves in the foot with just these repetitive flags coming out, whether it be holding or with Eagle man downfield.
Well, so Eagles tackle Jordan Mailata on with us right now. I actually wanted to ask you about the illegal man downfield, because it happened a couple of times, but also in other NFL games on Sunday, it seemed like they were calling it. And it seems to happen when there's that run-pass option and Cam ends up a little bit further down the field. What is the fix for that? Because it seems like, and I obviously can't read his mind, but it seems like if he doesn't know exactly what's going to happen, it puts him in a position where he ends up downfield where he can't be. So how do you clean that up? What is the fix for that?
I think we got to watch the film. I think just from, you know, the onset. Looking in, I think it just might be a timing thing. But, you know, I really am not in a position to, you know, really say what's wrong with it. I'm just looking in. It must be a timing thing. And, you know, we need to do a better job of hanging on our double teams a lot better, you know, just in case Jalen does. You know, when he does throw that screen, wide receiver screen out there, we're not downfield. And so I think, you know, a timing thing from the O-line perspective and making sure we're sticking those double teams as long as possible and, again, not being downfield.
There were a couple of times where there were some aggressive calls, you know, in the first quarter, the fourth and four going for it there, and then the now famous third and three pass to Saquon. How does it resonate with you guys when the coach decides to be particularly aggressive in situations like that?
Oh, man, we love it, and we know that it's a gotta-have moment, and, you know, we have to be sharp, you know, and there were a couple of plays, even leading up to those gotta-have-it moments that we just didn't execute on, and, you know, now we're relying on the next play, and you know, it's frustrating when you watch the film or when you're out there on the field and you're not quite crossing the T's and dotting the I's. It's really, really frustrating, so... You know, I think as an offense, we understand, you know, that's in our DNA to be aggressive. And so we've just, you know, kind of gone with it and made it part of our identity. If coach decides to do it, then, you know, we're ready for it.
Yeah. In a moment like that, Jordan, where Saquon, you know, he wants to be able to make that play there, seal the game, get the win, run the clock out for the team. He talked about this after the game. Took accountability, put a lot of it on his shoulders, rightfully or unjustifiably so. He stood up and held himself accountable as one of the leaders on the team, one of the captains on the team. What do you do to assure your teammate that you got his back and sort of, I guess, lift his spirits?
Yeah, I saw Sake today in the facility, and the first thing I said to him was, it wasn't on you. And if you go back, you can watch the second down and six. You know, we're running the ball, and Fred Johnson and I are working a combination block up to the linebacker. And so it's a gap scheme play, and now I don't quite pin the defensive tackle down like I want to create that gap. Sake does an unbelievable job of, you know, making the linebacker miss that we're double-teaming to, Fred Johnson and I. But because I don't get that extension out on that second and six play, my guy actually ends up tackling him 3 yards short of the first down. And, you know, that's what I think about. You know, Sega is thinking about the third down play. I'm thinking about the second down play. And then the first down play that we have, you know, little error there with the personnel that we could have, you know, operated much faster on and gotten the right play call out. But these are little things that, you know, we didn't control properly and we didn't execute right. And that's the first thing I told Sake was that this isn't on you. We can't, you know, I know in the game of football we have to play the next down, but, you know, we shouldn't have to rely on Sake to make that catch. If I just do my job. If I just do my job on that second down, you know, there wouldn't be this conversation of him dropping the ball or, you know, whatever.
All right, Jordan. Well, we appreciate the time, obviously, Sunday against the Saints, who are all of a sudden a little bit better than we thought they would be. So work cut out for you until the bye with New Orleans and Tampa coming up. We appreciate your time today, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jordan. You know, something, actually, Ike, I want to ask you about this. I got to talk about Bradford White, which I love talking about. But right afterwards, I actually have a question for you about something that he said. You know, there's no question. I have a lot of questions about football. No question about what is the right water heater for you. It's Bradford White. You know the feeling when it's time to get one. You know, whether you're going to wash your hands in the bathroom or you get into the shower and you go for the hot water, doesn't work anymore. You need a water heater. You need a Bradford White water heater. You want the best in your house for your family. You want the best in your office for your coworkers. Bradford White is built to be the best. It's going to last longer than every other water heater on the market, which is good. You don't have to think about it again. It's 100% made in the USA. Look, there's the tankless ones, the new tankless ones, tank, whichever one it is. Bradford White going to give you the performance you expect and you deserve. They want a plumbing pro to install it for you so you don't screw it up. I think they're probably thinking about me more than you, but they want a plumbing pro to do it. So to get a Bradford White water heater and to find one of those, go to bradfordwhite.com to find a plumbing pro near you and learn more. So, you know, talking to Jordan, and actually the more that we have players on there, it seems on here, I just never thought about how compartmentalized all of their jobs are and how they're really just thinking about what their job is, you know? So if we ask one of the players from a football game about something that happened with a different player or something that happened on the other side of the ball, it really just seems like they go into the game, everyone knowing their own specific job rather than the bigger picture of what they're doing.
Yeah, and I think it simplifies things for a lot of the players. Hey, listen, there are those rare players where they've been in a system long enough, they've been around the league long enough, they can talk about other facets of how the offense sort of works in concert with each other, same way on defense, because everything has a rhyme and reason to why you do it. That's how they put together these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Schemes. And just defensive linemen don't necessarily care what's going on in the secondary with coverage or linebackers.
Yeah. But much less what's happening on offense.
Oh, they definitely don't care what's going on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And O-linemen, you know, and Jordan is a great example of this because he'll tell you, oh, I don't know what those guys are doing out there. I just worry about what we have to do in our little box or compartment of the offense. That way I don't get confused with what my responsibility is, thinking about what somebody else is supposed to do.
It's actually, overall, we obviously criticize the team when they lose and they don't play well. It's impressive. It reminds me of, I got to take a trip once for 2 days. I went to the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
I remember that.
Yep. And I was there when they had one of their crafts land on Mars. Now, this was unmanned, and they sent it 4 months before it landed exactly on the day and the time and the spot on Mars where they said it would go. And then afterwards, they showed everyone who was involved. And it was hundreds of people all doing different things at the same time to line up to one specific result. And you just realize how complicated that is to make, and how everyone's job depends on everyone else's job. So if somebody who's doing something that doesn't seem directly, you know, related to what you're doing, if they do it wrong, then there's the chain reaction and that everything else can go wrong.
It probably took me to about my fifth or sixth year, you know, to where I've been in a system long enough, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I also have to be able to expand my sort of thinking when it comes to the defense and understand why he's calling this in this down and distance situation.
Right.
I have to know the corner is playing the flats out there, so I don't have to worry about carrying number two to the flat as a corner sitting out there. My job is to protect the from the numbers to the hash marks. I got this zone, this alley here. So when you start to understand the concepts of the defense, it'll help you play it better, right? And when you get older, you don't have as much athleticism, the smarts, that's where that kicks in at. So, or in often in players' careers early, they will just focus primarily on what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Versus understanding the entire picture.
Because, when, as you said, when you understand the entire picture, it allows you to understand why you're doing
why
what
you're doing it.
Better.
Yep.
215-592-9494, Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big I, Jackie, baby, what's poppin'? It is not a happy Tuesday, but
yeah,
we're here, baby.
I was going to say, Yoshi, yeah. you got to sound morose. You got to sound more down than you're sounding.
Well, when I speak to my guys, I got to be happy. I can't come in there like that, because then I might say something like, well, what's wrong with you today? And I don't want that, you know. He won't invoke his black card, but he'll get black with me if I come in and I don't sound the right way. You know what I mean? What's up, baby? Look, man, what's up? I think Jalen catching a lot of heat. Jalen had, like, I agree with what was said earlier. Jalen looked great. He looked loose. He looked like he was Jalen. It's just the last play of the game just erased everything good that came during the game. You know, my pet peeves with Jalen last night, the offense, period. I think Saquon should have been used heavier in the daggone pass game. There's a lot of times I saw him open as he did that little motion. He'd be over there with his hands up. Got to use him. Dallas should have been implementing that game heavy last night. You know, I've been screaming for him. Ike, they just won't give me what I want. I ain't asking for it next week. I'm going to say Britton Covey getting 120 yards and 16 touchdowns. Maybe Dallas will get the daggone ball then. My biggest thing is that defense, man. It's like the tackles were saying, we're going to let y'all run in here as fast as possible, then we just going to stop you and see if you can use any technique. I mean, the spin moves was like watching, I'm sorry, I mean, no disrespect to anybody. It was like a fat kid rolling, trying to get off a turtle. I'm going to just use a turtle. It's like a turtle trying to get off his back once he got in there. They were just... Jack, I ain't talking about you. What's saying? Even though I can
hold
help
on.
You out, just call
hold
me
on.
Up.
Under 220 for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah.
Don't let the big dog heat up. I'm gonna be sitting here in one of the Yoshi shirts.
Yeah, he's wearing tank top already.
Yeah.
Skin tight.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a couple I can get you in. Come on, get where I need you to be, boy. Come on, baby.
Yes.
I ain't gonna mess with you, but I'm ready for
listening.
You too.
I'm just listening. Yeah. I'm good.
Call me up. So you can bring that sweat out of the trunk in the face. Yo, man, they got to do better, man. It's DJ, I'm tired of him. He is trash. He made that great play last night, and the other biggest play is snatching the mouthpiece. But, boy, that boy ain't doing nothing out there on that field.
Well, and he got cooked by Darnell Mooney.
Oh, my goodness. He kept swaying him to the side. I mean, I agree with you. That was a great play call at the end. Dude, that's what you paid Saquon $37 million for, $13 million a year. You paid him for that play. He just dropped the ball. Sprite, nobody was named choke last night. It was more so dropping the ball. Everybody dropped the ball. If we won and won, I feel as though we could do better. I'm scared of that line, man. I'm ready to put Devin White in on the edge and just let him
do something. Yeah, just let him run, something. Man. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Vic will
get right on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He can do way better than Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff is trash. Corey, you heard me last week. I totally agree again today. Josh Sweat is just dragging that leg around. Take that prosthetic off and just retire, bro, because you ain't got nothing.
One sack in his last 11 games, Yoshi. One sack in the last 11 games.
He is trash. He is trash. Number 19 ain't changed nothing. What he thought was going to make him move faster? You're moving slower, bro. You're moving slower. Get him off the field. I gave up on Nolan. Nolan, your name is not Nolan Smith no more. It is Nolan. You are not a gift at number 31 or 32, whatever we drafted you at. It's time for you to go. I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of this defense. And prevent defense? Like, who was out there last night? Jim Schwartz, like, prevent defense? At the end, why not run an umbrella defense? Something like that. Where so you're cutting off the sideline and everything coming in the middle, you're going to tackle them in bounds. Prevent defense at the end against a quarterback like Kirk Cousins, who you wasn't getting to all night? That's the dumbest thing I've seen. I'm upset with this defense. I'm mad at Jalen, not whatsoever. And Elliott, it would have been stupid because Saquon did get bottled up a couple times when they knew the run was coming. He is a great back, but he did, like, that was a perfect play called at the end. But we lost the game. But, Jack, welcome to the circle of Ike Reese, and Spike Eskins. I'm just running through these hosts like a high school girl in heat. I'm just running through y'all, baby. I love y'all. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
He's 2-0.
Maybe we'll
beat me by like a 0.026.
Oh, Jack lost.
Because Saquon couldn't catch the GD football.
Oh, yeah. I won. I don't know anything about
this. I actually won another game in another league because of that.
Dude, I lost one.
I was going against Saquon. I beat the guy by less than a point. If Saquon had caught that pass, yeah, he wins.
By the way, I beat Devin because Drake London caught a touchdown pass.
Mike, I lost 123.34 to 123.04.
Wow. Loss is a loss.
That's 3/10 of a point.
Yeah, 3/10 of a point.
Second place is first loser, Jack. I don't want to hear
2/10 of a point, yeah. Mike, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, no big deal.
Sometimes they adjust it.
Well, they should round up. I mean, they should give me the courtesy catch.
Wait a minute.
And he was down at the one on the touchdown, which cost me.
That cost you a point.
In a different way, yes, as well.
By the way, the thing we haven't talked about it.
Lying.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about it at all with CJ GJ is he definitely took his helmet off.
100%.
Oh, 100% took his helmet off, for sure.
We got lucky on that one. All right. The rest.
Who bothers people more, Slay or CJ GJ?
Oh, CJ GJ.
I don't know, dude. Did you see Slay after the game?
He was shaking hands with the other team.
Drake Lenz said, yeah, you got me. Awesome. Yeah. love to hear that.
Well,
hey, where's the dog? I just can't believe he wears the C, but whatever.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You want to take the C?
I would love to take the C.
You think that they're going to allow you in there, take it off his jersey, invite you in there?
Wait, hold on. They took it off Devontae, and he gets to wear the C?
Well, they took it off Devontae, but they put it on Mailata.
Mailata.
Okay. Yeah. That's two offensive alignment. What did Devontae do to get the
– All right.
It's a different issue. Quinyon
Mitchell deserves the C more.
All right. Okay.
That was almost a great pick.
I know.
By
yeah.
Quinyon Mitchell.
It was great.
Had Eagles defense he plus 600.
Great. All right. Oh, enough.
Lost all 15 bets.
All right.
No, he did place 20 bets.
I know.
Year.
14.
I saw. It was out of control. The rest of the show is yours. We have no more guests up until the Brandon Graham show at 6. So no more guests. The rest of the show is yours. 215-592. Well, the show's ours, or it's mine. But,
yep.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Here we go.
but you have an
it's
opportunity
actually
to call
today.
It. Yeah, 215-592-9494. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Join us Friday for a special live afternoon show from the Chickies and Pete's in Warrington for the grand opening of their new outdoor deck.